Inflation has been really difficult, and it's been difficult for the Bank of Canada to defeat, as we've been watching for the last year. The central bank paused for two rate cycles, but now economists are speculating that a new rate hike could be coming as soon as this week because we have higher than expected inflation numbers that happened in May, and the economic growth in the first quarter of this year is pointing to it too. But there's a number of mortgage holders that are showing difficulty with the housing costs that have been up 11 points compared to last June. And that, of course, is going to cause a lot more trouble. Paul Inadiak is the vice president of BDO and joins us to take a look at this now. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Patty. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
I am glad to talk with you. But, you know, it's a worrisome week because if we are looking at a new rate hike, that's, you know, there's a lot of people that are kind of on pins and needles wondering if this will happen.
Exactly. You know, we did have the pause. Bank of Canada did pause for a period of time, which gave some people some breathing room. We did see the rates increase, but unfortunately, you know, you were right. The Bank of Canada seems to be having a losing fight against inflation right now, and it's starting to really come out in the numbers that we are seeing. You know, Angus Reid has just released their economic outlook, and it really does paint a bleak picture, not only for homeowners, but also for renters. Overall, nationally, more than half, that's 54% of renters and nearly 45% of mortgage holders are now finding their monthly payment for housing tough or difficult to manage. You know, a year ago, 19% of renters reported it was getting very difficult. Now a quarter percent say the same thing. You know, and also with the homeowners, they're finding that their mortgage is difficult. It's really risen from 34% to 45%. So you can see the concern is out there. We're seeing it in the stats. More importantly, you know, when I'm talking to people on a daily basis regarding their financial situation, I'm hearing it on the phones. Canadians are worried. And of course, you know, inflation is just one of the factors that we are seeing right now. You know, look at the food costs. You know, that's affecting a lot of people. But unfortunately, we've just heard about OPEC cutting production, which is, of course, going to lead to, you know, more problems at the gas pump. So Canadians are really at their wit's end now.
Yeah, and, you know, to see that, you know, 3 in 10 Canadians are really struggling, that's a tough one to hear, you know, and worried about another rate hike and what, you know, how many more are kind of living right there on the edge that we worry about.
Oh, exactly. 3 in 10 are struggling, you know, and it's not only the struggling, you know, in their wallet books, but it's also struggling mentally because Angus Reid even showed that 26% of Canadians say debt is a major source of stress,
mm-hmm.
You know, and those that were surveyed said 42% admit it was a minor source of stress, but even if it's just a minor source of stress, it's in the back of people's mind. And of course, as you know, mortgage holders, it's a lot more, you know, 30% find it a major source of stress, you know, and 51% carrying a mortgage admit debt is causing them stress. And worst of all, that 46% of Canadians now are saying they're in worse shape financially than they were a year ago, and they're not even optimistic on the future, where 32% think they're going to be worried off next year.
You know, and there's certainly a lot of people with mortgages that still have them at the very low rates because, you know, they locked it in before things started to climb. It hasn't been that long since things started to climb. And so they're certainly now watching this going. They were hoping before their mortgage, you know, came up for renewal that you know, the numbers would start going the other way. But that's certainly got to be, you know, keeping people awake at night.
It definitely is. Now, for those people that locked in for longer terms, you know, they did a great job. It's the ones that decided to go short term and, you know, kind of play the market to see what's going to be happening. Now their mortgages are going to be up for renewal. And the other issue is those that are up for renewal and have to go through the stress test again, you know, some of them barely qualify for their mortgage to get into their home. Now when it's going to be coming up for renewal, it's going to be a bigger stress. They're going to be shopping around more. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of Canadians that are going to be worried about when their mortgages come up.
So, of course, with, you know, hearing these numbers and seeing what's going on with people, you know, what's some advice for those who are really stressing over this?
Well, I'm telling a lot of people now is not the time to add to your debt. And I know this time of year, it's so tempting, you know, just to spend on your credit card. The weather is great. You want to get new stuff for around the house, or you want to go on day trips. But now is not the time, you know, to add to your debt. Now is the time to take a look at your entire financial situation. You know, take a look at your level of debt. Also, take a look at your budget. That's an important area. If you're worried about where funds are going to come from in the future, by taking a look at your budget, you can start trimming some of those expenses, you know, such as the gym. Do you need the gym during the summer? Are you going away during the summer? Can you cancel some subscriptions? You know, yes, it's the little things. And people say, well, it's little things, but little things do add up, and you do find some great savings in your budget.
Yeah, and you're thinking, you know, if you're going to be away or whatever during the summer, you're going to be, if you're going away, you're spending money. So if you can save it in those other things, then that kind of helps out what you're going to be putting out.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're finding that extra savings that's going along, start paying down your debt as well. You know, or even, you know, take a break from a vacation for another year and start paying down that debt. You know, if you pay off the higher interest rates, what you're going to do is you're going to put more money into your own pocketbook rather than the financial institutions.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Any other advice you can share with the audience?
You know, if you are really struggling, if you're struggling to get by, you know, now is the time potentially to talk to a licensed insolvency trustee. You know, we are licensed by the federal government to talk to people regarding their financial situation. We're not just there for bankruptcies and proposals. Yes, we do that with thousands of Canadians every year, but we also talk about other options such as budgeting, credit counseling, debt counseling. And you know what? There's a lot of Canadians who don't want to take that call because they're worried that they're going to be judged. Contacting us, we're not judgmental. We want to help you find the best options and listen. So give us a call at 1-855-BDO-DEBT or visit our website at bdodebt.ca to schedule a free confidential appointment.
You know, Paul, when you say about, you know, being, you know, worried about making that call, I think, you know, a lot of people are already getting calls from debt collectors, you know, that they don't want to answer the phone about that. So this call is probably the best call they could make.
Exactly. What we find is when you make this call to us, we talk about your options, and actually just finding out that there are options and solutions will start reducing people's stress.
Oh, just being able to talk to somebody about it and know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I think, is definitely a big stress reliever. But I know a long time ago I was in that boat, so I know that feeling of being worried about where to make my payments. I was out, you know, in over my head, and I didn't reach out fast enough, and it is so incredibly stressful. It's such a great feeling to get it under control and get past that, but boy, oh boy, at the time you just don't see any way out.
That's why you sometimes need the guidance of a debt professional, you know, so we can show you the path. And you mentioned seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. That's one of my favorite things to say to people during a meeting I have with them. You know, I start talking about, you know what, tough things are happening right now, but let's set yourself up for the future because there's better times ahead. And if you set yourself up for the future, then you can start thinking about the financial goals you want, you know, then take that trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, good advice indeed, Paul. Thanks so much for that.
Okay, thank you, Patty. Have a good evening.
You too. That's Paul Inatiek with the BDO. He's vice president there, helping us take a look at and go through some of these numbers from this Angus Reid poll that's come out, talking that it's kind of scary numbers showing that so many Canadians are really worried right now. 3 in 10 Canadians, they found, are struggling to get by, burdened by debt, by the rising house costs. You know, of course, house prices went up, and then, of course, mortgages went up because the Bank of Canada raised the rates, and looks like maybe doing it again this week. That's what we're looking at. There'll be could be another rate hike coming out this week that's certainly going to hurt some people, but it's the Bank of Canada trying to cool the rising inflation because, well, that has been skyrocketing. So they're having a trouble struggling with that, trying to get it in place. But those, of course, homeowners with mortgages, certainly worrying about the cost of borrowing because that's gone up. And renters, of course, landlords are affected by the interest rate increases. So renters have to worry about that too.